The Grand Illusion by Frank Wright. This is in the Substack that none of you have, that I've only was only able to guilt trip Maggie O'Connell into subscribing to. I needed 21 to get to 200 new. I got one. TheKingDude.substack.com. Okay, Mike, I don't read, Clark. I know that, chat rumor, and thanks for noticing, but I had to try. If you did read the sub, what once if you did read the substack, you would have seen the Grand Illusion. And then he writes, I'm not going to do the part about the movie that he profiles here, because the film is actually called The Grand Le Grand Illusion, a film by the famous French director Renoir, or maybe it was German. I think he was French. Let me skip ahead to Frank Wright's essays. This is must reading. If you don't go to the Substack, and I don't know why, it's free, it don't cost nothing. I'm not trying to drag any. You can subscribe, become a paying subscriber if you want. You don't have to. TheKingDude.substack.com. You would see this link to Frank Wright. You should follow Frank. But then again, since I recommend it, I probably just killed the guy's suspect. Many of the fantasies of the West have been shot down in flames recently. Freedom, progress, universal values, the idea that liberalism, the last remaining ism of the 20th century, Troika, had won and won forever. This was the grand illusion of the West, which, bewitched by its own propaganda, believed that the future would be liberal, democratic, and vouchsafed by the stabilizing mechanics of globalized trade. You know, all this stuff that they set up, and it made all of it sound so, oh man, that is going to be so awesome. Hey, if you want to grab my screen, Maggie, if it's showing up over there, maybe it isn't, then you can see this is Frank's Grand Illusion. There's the movie poster from the 1937 film. And then here's the lead up, and there's the two lead characters. So let's proceed from here. Again, you're watching on Crusade Channel TV now. You can see what I'm reading here. And there's this wonderful heat. Frank goes and finds this awesome artwork that I've never seen. This is The Incredulity of St. Thomas by an artist named Caravaggio from 1602. Each of the isms is a god that failed. Nazism. Okay. Now, you know, where is he getting? He's getting this from Liberty, the god that failed. He obviously has read Ferrara. Nazism, communism, liberalism, each has its own model of godsmanship and a raft of beliefs on which to float him. Each sinks. The foundation of liberalism is John Stuart Mill's On Liberty. This manifesto of the religion of enlightenment reason laid out the basic guarantees of individual freedom and property rights. The last 2 years have discredited the idea that these principles are eternal. You know, it's a good point about that. There's only a certain set of principles that are eternal. Gee, I wonder where they may have come from. Well, if a principle is eternal, that would suggest to me that then the author of the principle must also be eternal as well. Otherwise, how could he know it? How could the creator know the principle was eternal if he wasn't eternal? So when a principle is eternal, it kind of suggests that it was an eternal source. Gee, no. At a char play, we don't have time for your moralizing. The manifesto of the religion of enlightenment reason laid out the basic guarantees of individual freedom and property rights. The last 2 years have discredited the idea that these principles are eternal. They are not even inevitable. But their enshrinement as the product of histoire being resolved in their perfection is itself an illusion derived from the fantasies of people who believe history has a spirit of its own, working through the conflict of events toward utopia. Governments in the West, and then here you get this little graphic that Frank put in there of Dick Levine as Superperson in a pink Superman costume. Governments in the West, now listen to this. This is a nice recap of what we have seen since the Corona doom. Governments in the West have frozen bank accounts, seized property, prohibited the free use of your own home, restricted personal movement, coerced the population to receive injections of dubious benefit at best, imposed the kabuki of masks and plastic face screens, derided evidence-based explanations before pivoting to acceptance without explanation, and manufactured an enormous parallel bureaucracy to the state that is hand in glove with those well-known champions of probity, the pharmaceutical industry. What was it all for? And then in the subheading, coming in from the cold, the printing of billions and billions and billions of banknotes led to inflation. An enormous wealth transfer took place, ruining many small businesses and pipelining the cash to corporations and smaller scale fraudsters alike. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say Frank was a Mike Church Show listener. He and I are in perfect agreement and lockstep. You already know all this. It's just nice to hear it intelligently and eloquently written out that you go like, yeah. Well, exactly. What I have lost in the last 2 years has been transferred to Jeff Bezos and the Fox News Corporation and Newsmax. You know, as someone, it might have even been Schaefer or somebody brought it up 2 years ago when this all began and we were the only standout from all the rest of the media. Well, TKD, your Crusade channel is either going to explode or it'll fade into obscurity, almost as though it never existed. Well, if you're outside of our little bubble here, it's either Barrett or Schaefer that said that. Maybe both of them. You guys were right. And the former did not happen. It did not explode. You know why? We're not allowed. We're not allowed to play in their pen. And to tell you the truth, who would want the rewards, or quote, rewards, close quote, that they have to offer anyway? Our reward for doing what we've done here is we didn't sell any souls.
My reward is the kid pictures in the chat room.
Maggie's reward is the kid pictures in the chat room. You know, that is a really good commercial. I always want to mention every time I see that spot that it's just really cute. And it's something that you just don't see. And it's do you know which one I'm talking about? Okay, will you please go to the prom with me? The girl's got cancer. She's undergoing chemo. She shaved her head. And the boy shows up with flowers with a shaved head. I mean, it's just, that's what I want to see for TV commercials. It just, and I don't even know, it's passiton.com, I think. Which is probably, I'll find out, is a libtard organization that kills babies. But that commercial is awesome. In any event, back to the subject of The Grand Illusion by Frank Wright. In the middle class, not the aristocrats, which are hereby being abolished. It is the middle class, not the aristocrats, that are hereby being abolished. They've come to wipe us out, folks. But here's what they don't know, and I think Frank instinctively knows this, and so do many of you. We're not going anywhere. There's more of us than them. We're on to their plan, and we're already making at least some of us, the 12 of us that are going to Congress in Grand Coteau, that are going to say, yeah, I don't care what you think I should be doing that day. I'm going to Grand Coteau and I'm going to Congress. We're already making plans to have divorced them. I don't need them. I don't want them. You should start thinking of how can I get out of my mortgage permanently? And I know people go, that's impossible. It's not impossible. Anything's possible through God. This is how I am thinking of Walls and West. I'm not going to one of their banks. I am not. I won't. There's got to be another way. And it was done before. I don't think people actually are apprised. There's a few of you that are. Dude, you're talking about heroic acts of not only virtue, but heroic acts of disdaining human respect. Because it's human respect that drives the mob mentality. Your and my desire to fit in and to receive accolades from humans. Well, I'd rather receive accolades from angels. From saints, from God, wouldn't you? Yeah, but you can't fight it, you can't. Well, the saints did. Back to Frank Wright. It is the middle class, not the aristocrats, which are hereby being abolished. The tide of mass immigration continued apace, feeding the terror pool of wageless indenture into which many of us may now fall. This underclass functions to discipline anyone who must work for a living by the vertiginous example of the illegal immigrant gig economy, a Gideon nightmare offering easy entry and no escape. You notice it seems that our government keeps telling us that illegal immigration is illegal and is wrong, but they don't do anything about it. So when I started the program with telling you, your exalted mystic rulers advertise that they can do all these things, but they don't do any of them. None of the ones that you want them to do, that you think government should be doing, they don't do them. They're incapable. Frank will get into that. Again, if you want the link to this, I'm only going to give you one place to find it, thekingdude.substack.com.